So we're ready to go. I'm ready when you are.
Radio. Okay, welcome everyone to tonight's call. The title of our call tonight is How to Grow Customer and Prospect Lists Online 4 to 7 Times Faster Than the Industry Average. Our guest today is Daniel Levis. He is one of my marketing heroes. He specializes in writing online promotions for information publishers, primarily in the health, financial, self-help, and business opportunity fields. Daniel's helped both large direct marketers as well as hundreds of small home-based entrepreneurs how to use the internet and how to sell more effectively. In the financial field, he's worked with the Motley Fool Safe Money Report, Real Wealth Report, Gold Newsletter, New Orleans Investment Conference, Stealth Stocks Online, Hidden Values Alert, and other well-known financial publishers. In the business opportunity field, he's worked with, in the business opportunity and self-help field, he's helped promote huge stars like Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Allen, and many, many others. He's also collaborated with other top-flight online marketing talent like Joe Vitale, Yannick Silva, and Dan Kennedy. He's produced lots and lots of highly acclaimed marketing and copywriting information products. He's also been exposed to and overseen dozens of high-traffic tests that have allowed him to witness firsthand what works online and what doesn't. That's so important. And today he'd like to share with you a simple step-by-step system that he says anyone, regardless of experience, can use to begin growing online customer lists up to 4 to 7 times faster. So, Daniel, I'm excited to have you, and welcome to the call.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle. I really appreciate the introduction and the opportunity to spend some time with you and your folks, and I've actually come bearing gifts.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the business of helping other people use their websites more effectively and how to sell products and services online?
Well, I kind of fell into it, Kyle. My previous career was in direct selling. Up until I started my marketing consulting business in late 2004, I made my living in a corporate environment, selling high-tech services to Fortune 500 companies here in Canada and in the United States. And I started out in that business on straight commission in the early 90s. And, you know, there's something about having to sell what your family doesn't eat that has a way of compelling you to figure things out in a hurry. And so I became a very serious student of sales psychology. I began immersing myself in books and cassette tapes and videotapes and so forth produced by direct selling giants, people like Tommy Hopkins and J. Douglas Edwards, who was Tommy Hopkins' mentor, Mark Victor Hansen, Frank Betker, and other folks like that, who were just masters in the art of face-to-face persuasion. And then around 96, when voicemail hit critical mass, it became difficult to book sales appointments over the phone. You know, people started hiding behind their voicemail. And I started writing lead generation letters. I write lead generation letters for myself and the other salespeople that I happen to be managing at the time. They'd go out in the mail, and a week or so later, the phone would start ringing with new leads. And then we'd go out in person, we'd engage those new leads, those new prospects in the sales process. And then one day in 2003, my boss at the time came in and he said that the company was rolling out a major online initiative, complete with a fancy new website. And their plan at the time was to tap into new markets that they felt could be targeted more easily online, and they thought they could double the number of leads they were giving us. And I said, great, what have you been waiting for? My income was largely performance-based, and I'd actually been pushing for this. So they hired an advertising agency, a web design company, IT consultants, and God knows who else. And about 6 months later, with great pomp and fanfare, the new website was ready to go live, and we all had great expectations. I mean, this thing was beautiful. Flash and videos, product demos, hundreds of pages of content, incredible design values, all of the bells and whistles you can imagine. And they spent about $30,000 in banner ads through a media company that first month, and we waited. And we waited and waited and waited. And eventually it became apparent that a tiny, itty, little, bitty little trickle of new leads were all we could expect from this wonderful new website, about what we'd come to expect from a couple of hundred postcards dropped in the mail. So bottom line, they spent about 6 months and close to $250,000 Kyle, and all we had in the sales pit to show for it was a tiny handful of leads each week that would have cost all of $100 to generate offline. I mean, it was like taking a suitcase with $250,000 in it, emptying the money out in the parking lot, pouring gasoline all over it, and lighting a match to it. We had the Sistine Chapel for a website, people oohing and aahing about what a marvel it was, branding out the wazoo. But as a lead generator, forget it. Completely and utterly ineffective. So I went out on the net and I started poking around and I came across this little ebook that basically showed you how to put up a rudimentary website, get a Google AdWords account, and drive traffic to it. And I took one of the postcards that I've been using to generate leads offline, and I basically threw that copy up on the web. It was ugly as sin. But you know what? People started requesting our white papers, leaving their contact information, and calling us up on the phone to come out and visit with them, just the way they did when they got my postcards and lead generation letters offline. As many as 10 solid leads were coming in every day, which was an incredible amount for the small traffic that I was personally driving to the site. And it was better than the corporate website that was getting literally hundreds of times the traffic. So I showed my boss my ugly little Skunkworks website and the results, and he showed his boss, and I figured, hey, this is going to be a major breakthrough, you know. They're going to get budget, and we're going to turn up the traffic. This is going to be really great. And, you know, it was really important to me, too, because as a commission sales manager and rep, you know, more leads meant more money, right? And then you'll never guess what happened.
Tell us.
You care to hazard a guess, Kyle?
I've got my own ideas of what possibly happened from my own experiences, but I'd love to hear your insights.
All right. Well, they told me to shut it down immediately. Here I'd spent my own time, my own money, to literally hand these guys the keys to the kingdom. The numbers were indisputable. We could have easily doubled our production with the traffic that was available out there and at a fraction of the cost of direct mail at the time, and these guys told me to shut it down. I mean, can you believe something like that?
That's crazy.
So I did shut it down, Kyle, but you know what? I was ruined as an employee from that point forward. That experience told me that there were literally thousands, tens of thousands, maybe millions of small business people out there without a clue about what they should be doing to grow their businesses online, and a lot of other clueless people showing them how to do it. You know, so I started moonlighting by writing an e-zine advising small business people on the art and craft of direct response web marketing. And within a couple of months, I had a couple of anchor copywriting clients and a few hundred people reading my e-zine each week. And about 6 weeks later, I took great pleasure in swaggering into my boss's office and telling him I was through, done, kaput, no more of this. And, you know, since then I've written hundreds of promotions, websites, emails, ads, voiceovers, video scripts, press releases, you name it, for all kinds of different clients. And I've been lucky enough to test a wide variety of different things to figure out what works and what doesn't online. And now I'm at the point where I can pretty much take any website and improve its performance, sometimes dramatically. And that's not to say that it's been one, you know, glorious triumph after another, Kyle, because it certainly hasn't. I've tested a great many things online, many of them on my own dime, and a good deal of them have flopped, some of them miserably. But the good news is that unlike my ex-employer, who plowed through $250,000 to find out what wasn't working, you know, none of my experiments cost more than a few hundred dollars. And kind of like Edison inventing the light bulb, over the years I've discovered quite a few ways not to make things happen when you put up a web page and drive traffic to it. But more importantly, I've discovered a few things that do work exceptionally well. And I've distilled those winning principles down into a very well-defined process that I use over and over again on my own websites and whenever somebody hires me to work on their web copy. And I call this my 5R system for finding and plugging the profit holes in your online marketing and skyrocketing your sales in the process. And that's what I'd like to share with you tonight on this call a proven process for growing online customer and prospect lists up to 7 times faster than the industry average. And my mission here tonight is to give everybody some real meat, actionable information you can use immediately, right after the call, if you like, to grow your business faster.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. I mean, my subscribers know I'm really big on systemizing things and having a proven process to follow just to make everything easier and to get the results you want in a more systematic manner. So can you tell us a bit more about the 5R system? Why do you call it the 5R system?
Sure. Well, it started out as a simple checklist, as I alluded to earlier, but that I would run through when somebody would request my copywriting or my marketing consulting services, sort of a gap analysis, if you will, to determine their needs, and it gradually evolved from there into a highly developed workflow system for improving my clients' online sales conversion and ability to grow their businesses. And, you know, Kyle, plenty of people, I think, like to make web marketing sound overly complicated. And, of course, I think there's a reason for that. They're really trying to study all kinds of gee whiz technology and professional services and software that really isn't necessary, and it tends to cloud the issue, in my opinion. It really isn't complicated at all. In fact, you can be an absolute computer dunce and still make a small fortune in this business. What it really boils down to is something far more basic: effective communication. It's really simply a matter of knowing how to position the right person communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right way. All the rest are mere details that are easily and profitably outsourced, provided you know and follow the 5 fundamentals I teach. So write this down, folks. Or, I don't know, did you send the flow chart out before the call, Kyle, or not?
Yeah, I sent out the link with the little PDF file, flow chart and everything attached. Everyone should have that and have it printed out.
Okay, so you can follow along if you like. 5R stands for the right person communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right way. Those are the 5 R's. No matter what you're selling, I don't care what it is, cars, art, hunting trips, flowers, consulting services, doesn't matter what. These are the principles that you really need to keep firmly in mind when you're working on a website and trying to foster exponential business growth for yourself or for a client. You know, if your online marketing isn't working as well as you'd hoped, it's because you're missing something in one or more of these 5 areas. You know, when I write copy, or when I'm tasked with fixing copy, or I'm crafting multi-step, multimedia online marketing campaigns, I work to strengthen the promotion in these 5 strategic areas, and it almost always leads to great results. And I'm not talking about people raving about how cool a website looks. That's immaterial. I'm talking about creating websites that are incredibly effective at getting people to take specific actions that lead to hyper-growth for a business. And that's really what it's all about when it comes to getting paid the big bucks as a copywriter or a marketing consultant. If you want to make a lot of money in this business, the second order of business after getting a client is creating huge, obvious, outrageous wins for that client. You want to cause huge cash windfalls that create greed orgasms for your clients. You know, when you do that, they naturally become evangelists for you, and word spreads. You no longer have to chase new clients. New clients chase you. And when enough of them are doing the chasing, you're pretty much free to charge whatever you like, you know? And you're free to pick and choose the clients that you want to work with so that you can pre-qualify your future successes, creating an ever-expanding pool of evangelism for your services. And, you know, that evangelism is what creates the demand. It's what allows you to consistently increase your fees, and it can make you seriously rich. There are no gimmicks, as far as I'm concerned, in this business. Results rule. And my method for creating those results is the 5R conversion system.
That's awesome. And I guess the best thing about it is you can not only use it for your clients' businesses, you can use it for your own business to improve everything you do. So anyway, to help us understand how the right person communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right way can help us to grow our customer and prospect lists up to 7 times faster, how does that work?
Sure. Well, let's first look a little bit at the figures. Where does this figure that I keep repeating come from? According to a recent survey, okay, folks, the average website that tries to collect contact information from visitors is successful somewhere between 5% and 10% of the time. And only 1% to 2% of those leads become paying customers. So what does this tell you? Well, it tells you that most of the marketers out there are savvy enough to know they need to create some kind of a lead capture device on a website, don't have a clue about how to go about it, and still fewer know how to convert those leads into paying customers with an effective follow-up series. Now, listen, if you do nothing else but increase lead flow by 4 to 7 times without tinkering with any of the other steps in the sales process, there's a good chance you've increased sales and profits by a similar amount. Now, once you've done that, you can sometimes start ratcheting up conversion on those subsequent steps, sometimes by similar multiples, and the sales impact is actually exponential. And the key to achieving these results is the intelligent application of the 5 simple principles I just shared with you. So let's break them down step by step. We're going to start with principle number 3, which is the right audience. We're going to work our way backwards, and we're going to be covering just a ton of material here. So the next hour or so is going to fly by really, really quickly, and I encourage you to take notes. All successful marketing begins with the audience. So that's where you start. And I know every marketing guru says this, but what they don't give you is a practical framework for actually doing it. And what I mean by that is a process for gathering customer intelligence, interpreting it, and cycling it back into your sales copy. Now, I can tell you that one of the things my ex-employer and so many other online marketers neglect to do is systematically research their target. They do what I call guess marketing with their advertising dollars. They come up with some ingenious-sounding sales message that came from somewhere inside their own skulls, and then they proceed to spend tens of thousands of dollars to figure out it doesn't work. Or they do monkey marketing, simply aping what their competitors are doing. And neither of these approaches, neither of these lazy man's ways of doing things are going to give you the breakthroughs you're looking for. So here's the bottom line. The more educated you can become about the prospects who comprise the right audience, the more success you're going to have selling to them. And that's what this first step is all about. Looking at the existing and available traffic sources to determine who am I really communicating with here. Two things to understand. First, are these people really the right audience? Listen, if you're fishing in the wrong pond, it wouldn't matter if Gary Halbert himself were to come back from the dead and write your sales copy for you. It wouldn't matter. It sounds silly, but I see people fishing in the wrong pond all the time, spending all kinds of time and money and effort putting their sales message in front of people who are never going to buy in sufficient numbers to create success, no matter what. And second of all, if you are convinced and you have evidence that you are, in fact, in the right pond, just dropping any old bait isn't going to do it for you either. You're going to have to devote yourself to some research, a level of research that most people are just too lazy to engage in. All successful marketing is relationship building, and the most important thing in any relationship is rapport and empathy. So this first step in the 5R process is all about gaining insight into your audience so that you can demonstrate extraordinary empathy for them in your copy. And when I use the word copy, I use it kind of interchangeably. This is really media. It's not media specific. Could be words on a pixel page. Could be an audio voiceover on a website. Could be a video. It's words, the spoken word or the written word. When you have a systematic research process, a discipline you go through, which I can tell you almost nobody does, you can't help but develop genuine empathy for your market, because it forces you to become intimate. And when you have that intimacy, it will definitely set you apart, because when your right audience experiences your marketing, they'll have the feeling that you know them, that you understand them, and that you've walked in their shoes. And I'll give you some details on one of the most powerful aspects of this research discipline, which I have several. It's one thing, you know, talking to people in the flesh, and I highly recommend that you do that. But if you're selling online, you've got to do your research online. So one of the places you're going to research are blogs and forums. You're looking for relevant threads, and you're reading everything. You're looking specifically for three things, and you should really write this down. Number one, pain points. Someone expressing a frustration about the kind of product you're selling or a problem that product solves. Number two, what I call aspirational statements. When somebody says, you know, darn, if only I had this or that capability, then I could do, be, or have this. And number three, questions. You know, somebody simply asking a question that's relevant to the product or service category that you're dealing with. And you're recording these things in a spreadsheet. You're actually copying and pasting the words into a spreadsheet so you can capture the language and the phraseology and the word choice of the target market. And as you're doing that, you're categorizing those comments. You know, this person said this and that person said that, but they're both kind of saying the same thing. So you're taking all of the pain points, questions, and aspirational statements, and you're slotting them into categories so you can quantify how prevalent a particular problem, aspiration, or question really is. And when you've done that, you're then going back and you're highlighting what I call quality sentiment. And that's where an entry contains passion, where somebody's using emotionally charged language, or somebody's demonstrating an obviously intense interest in the subject matter, or somebody who, by what they've written, appears to be an especially good target for the product you're selling for some other reason. And, you know, by the time you're done listing, categorizing, and quantifying, you can literally see what the main appeals are likely to be. You can see what the dominant emotions and beliefs of the target market are. You can see where people are in terms of their awareness and sophistication and what their objections are likely to be. And then you pull out your message to market match worksheet, which is one of the 5R system tools that I give you, and you start inferring answers to the 17 key psychological questions that I've found to be must-have information about any target audience. Bottom line, audience knowledge applied is power. It's totally essential to your success, and you've got to be really systematic about this. You know, most people, they conduct a little survey, they look casually at the results and say, oh, that's interesting, and that's pretty much the end of it. But what I give you in my 5R system is a proven process for organizing the data into something sales meaningful and then cycling it back into your marketing and into your sales copy. And in this first step of the 5R process, I show you how to use a variety. That was just one example of the different types of strategies that you can use, different data collection methods, if you will, to infer answers to these 17 key psychological questions. These must have information about any target audience. And once you have answers to these 17 key questions, you know, everything else just tends to naturally fall into place so much easier. But, Kyle, you know, without this knowledge, I can literally guarantee you're not growing your business or your consulting practice nearly as quickly and profitably as you could be.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, so basically you're looking to create like a profile of your target audience before you even start writing anything or planning any kind of marketing campaign. Can you give us some examples of the kinds of questions you're looking to get answers to?
Sure. Well, it starts with some really simple, obvious, yet oh so frequently overlooked stuff, such as what questions does this particular audience have about the problem my client is trying to help them solve? If you're working as a consultant, it would be your own product if you're selling it on your own. Simplest question in the world, right? But listen, if you're not personally and actively involved with your right audience on a day-to-day basis, I can guarantee that you don't know what their questions are. And if you don't know what their questions are, how can you work with your customer to craft a truly effective offer? How can you do the same for yourself? And this happens a lot online. You know, if you don't have the kind of regular interaction with those prospects, then you definitely need this practical method for getting in touch with their true concerns. The same goes for the questions, what are their top three immediate goals that my client can help them achieve if you're a consultant? What immediate goals can you help them achieve if you're selling your own product? What objections might they have to purchasing? What other options do they have? You know, my question to you as an online marketer or marketing consultant is this. Do you really know the answers to these questions in each of the scenarios you're working with? Would you be able to rattle them off in your deepest REM sleep if someone were, you know, to wake you up in the middle of the night? Or are you to one degree or another playing guess marketing? Now, obviously, we don't have time to run through the entire list of questions, Kyle, but what I can tell you is that these questions are specifically designed to narrow in on the real psychic juice that motivates people to buy or not buy. They tap into the entire gambit of motivations that exist within the target market, and they are the key to discovering which appeals and which emotional hot buttons are likely to resonate with your right audience. Now, you still have to test, but at least you've got some real guidance as to where you should test first and where you should test next.
Yeah, I mean, my subscribers know I'm really big about asking, you know, the right questions to get quality answers, and you've got a whole bunch of interesting ones there. What do you do once you've got the answers?
I'd like to point out, this is kind of a subtle point, but I'm not actually asking these questions. I'm inferring the answers to the questions. Important distinction, because when you ask questions, people tend to tell you what they think you want to hear. So the idea behind this is to infer the answers. So I just wanted to clarify that. So what do I do with the answers to the questions? I simply move on to step two in the process, which is the right message. Once you know you've identified your right audience and you're convinced you really know what makes them tick, you begin roughing out what you're going to say to them to get them to take the actions that you want them to take. Now, the right message always begins with a simple, easily understood, ultra-compelling promise. It goes on to prove that your product or service and business can deliver on that promise. And it ends with a singular, clearly defined, easily measurable call to action. I know that sounds like a mouthful, but that's kind of the gist of what selling is all about. And I'll give you a real quick example. And there are microscopic examples and macroscopic examples. This is kind of a microscopic example. The page that got you to sign up for this particular teleseminar, it opened with a simple, easily understood, ultra-compelling promise. It promised a free teleseminar that would show you how to grow online customer and prospect lists up to 7 times faster than most of your competition. It went on to offer proof that the call could deliver on that promise by pointing out that my clients pay me $17,500 plus royalties to implement this system on their website, so it has to be pretty good. And it ends up with a singular, clearly defined, very easily measurable call to action, which went, it's as simple as putting your first name and primary email address in the below box and showing up for the training. Click here to lock in your spot. It's free. Now, every effective sales message has those three elements. It's built on that skeleton. Now, there's more to it than that, of course, but realize that by simply processing your research in this way, transforming it into relevant promise, proof, and call to action, you're already moving faster than most of your competition, because most people just don't get this. They don't know it, and they don't do it. You know, my ugly little teleseminar sign-up page convinced approximately half of the people who visited that page to give me their name and email address and then confirm their subscription. That's about 5 times better than the top end of the industry average. So here in the second step of the 5R system, we're simply matching up promises, proofs, and calls to action accurately as we can with what your target audience has told you it needs to hear to take the action you desire. Now, at this stage, you're not worrying about how well things are worded or the flow and order of the resulting copy too much. You're just getting ideas down onto the page. So here's how the process works. You're taking out your message to market match worksheet with all the answers to the key questions you uncovered in step one, and you're working them into the copy. So, for example, what questions does this audience have about offers like mine? You know, online, it's critical that you anticipate and answer all of the questions your prospects have about your product, preferably just before they're likely to arise as they're interacting with your web page. Neglecting to answer a commonly asked question or answering it too late in the copy can just kill your sales. So in this second step, you're checking your copy to see that you're answering all of the commonly asked questions you've uncovered in step one of the 5-R process. You're simply reading the copy, and when you feel the questions coming up, you're addressing them right then and there. You're working to address the question right there. And at this stage, you're just roughing the answer in. Editing comes later. Another example, what are the target audience's top 3 immediate goals that my offer can help them achieve? You know, people don't buy things. They buy outcomes, results. If you're selling a car, let's say, with traction control and next generation ABS brakes, let's say, well, who cares about that? You know, ABS brakes, traction control, these are things. Nobody cares about things. What they care about is avoiding a potentially fatal collision. You have to sell outcomes, not features, and you have to know what outcomes are most important to the particular audience that you're targeting. And you have to trumpet those outcomes immediately in your headline, in the opening remarks of your video or your voiceover, in the first few paragraphs of copy. And you must promise both physical results and emotional results. Hidden within your research, the questions and the discussion of problems and goals lie clues to higher order desires that have to do with some kind of an emotional payoff that your prospect desperately wants, whether that's a sense of importance, belonging, attractiveness, power, prestige, peace of mind, whatever it might be. And I actually walk you through 16 core universal human motivations in the 5R system. So, for example, next-gen ABS brakes and traction control system means dad doesn't have to worry when mom takes the kids to hockey practice and the roads are a little slick. He's comfortable knowing his family is protected in the safest vehicle available. His mind is at ease. That's an emotional payoff. And in the vast majority of cases, your research is going to point you to insights that can dramatically tighten the alignment between what you're saying in your sales copy and what your target audience needs to hear. And you don't need to be a copywriting Einstein to hit those emotional hot buttons. You know, what you say is just as important as how you say it. And in step 2 of the 5R system, what I'm showing you is exactly what to do with all of the data that you've collected in step 1 in order to ensure that you're leveraging it properly and communicating the right message to your right audience.
Yeah, that's so important. I think that usually takes most marketers, you know, 5 to 10 years before they really understand that. So if you have said that on the call, I think that's awesome. We've just had a whole bunch of people come in late to the call, so I just want to give you guys a quick recap. We're talking about Daniel's 5R system for growing lists 7 times faster online. The 5R system itself is the right person communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right way. So far we've talked about targeting the right audience and communicating the right message. What do you mean by the right person doing the communicating, Daniel?
Sure. Step 3 for ratcheting up response and growing customer and prospect lists 4 to 7 times faster online is ensuring that you have the right spokesperson doing the communicating. And I used to take it for granted that, you know, everybody knew the importance of having a spokesperson. But I no longer make that assumption. And you know, Kyle, the internet is a very impersonal medium, and that's one of its primary business advantages, actually. Machines automate a good deal of the interaction required to service customers and to sell them products and services. You know, people come to a website, they fill out forms, obtain information, they can even buy things, And some, or even all, very often, all of the contact can take place without human interaction. And the seller can be completely invisible. Okay? Excuse me. But what our studies prove over and over again is that people don't like invisible. They respond far more favorably. They respond significantly more frequently when they feel as though they're interacting at some level with a real human being. And I'm not talking about online chat or voice over IP or any of that real-time stuff. All of that's fine, but it defeats the leverage of the Internet. I'm talking about a purely one-way web experience here where people are perfectly happy to suspend their disbelief and enter into a mental dialogue with a spokesperson. And what we've discovered is that by its very nature, the Internet demands that you project as much personality and humanity into your message as possible. So how do you go about doing that? Well, audiovisual presentations are certainly one way. You know, your spokesperson's natural personality or your own personality, if you're selling your own stuff, is going to shine through. But, you know, there's a whole lot you can do with static web pages as well that's not being done frequently. Our tests point to the following as being largely overlooked yet powerfully effective methods of injecting the human element even into a static web page. Number one, have a spokesperson prominently pictured above or as close to the fold as possible, smiling, making square eye contact with the people when they visit the site, positioned to the left of and directly adjacent to the headline or opening body copy, shoulders profiling to the right and captioned appropriately. Or if for some reason you need to put the image on the left, you want that person profiling right, leaning in other words, leaning in towards the copy, drawing attention to the sales message. Second, you want to use conversational language. The words that appear on your client's website, on your own website, they should have the characteristics of a personal conversation, intimate personal conversation between your spokesperson and your website visitor. Third, you want to use specific slang and jargon, the kinds of words that your right audience uses in casual, everyday conversation, and that you uncovered in step one of the 5-hour process, in the research phase. And fourth, in most cases, you want an image of your spokesperson's signature or some facsimile thereof on that web page. Now, all of these personalization cues are important, and every significant sales effort, every significant sales message should have a spokesperson. That personal touch is just so incredibly important. Now, another important consideration is this. Who should that spokesperson be? You know, the choice can have a major, major impact on results. In a perfect world, an ideal spokesperson is someone with whom your target audience already identifies with and with whom that target audience is able to accept as an authority figure. Now, obviously, if you can find somebody who best fits this description, your job becomes substantially easier. Your copy simply needs to remain consistent with those existing positive associations, and you know, so much of the credibility buildup, you know, you're going to go around that, and it's going to be just a much, much easier job for you. Now, as often as online marketers forget completely that people respond to people much more readily than they do to faceless, formless corporate entities, it also rarely occurs to them that the right spokesperson to deliver their sales message may not be them or even somebody from within their company. You need to think carefully about who your right person is. It could be a celebrity, could be a sports personality, could be a customer of the business or an authority figure from within the industry to which the business belongs. You know, you'd probably be surprised at how easy and inexpensive it can be to buy the right to use a celebrity's image or voice in your sales copy, especially a local celebrity. You know, the exact same copy coming from two different lips can yield wildly different results. I've seen this happen time and time again in head-to-head split tests. Putting your sales message in the mouth of someone who's already known and respected by your target audience means you're shortcutting a great deal of the sales process. You're stacking the odds in your favor. But, you know, regardless of whether your spokesperson is a known or an unknown, there are ways that you can increase their appeal. Potential buyers are secretly asking themselves, do I trust this person? Does this person know what they're talking about? Does this person give a crap? And most importantly, and probably most overlooked, is do I like this person? Now, all of these things are interrelated, but this idea of liking is so incredibly important. And these are the key questions. So let's look quickly at each one. Social scientists have actually identified something called a halo effect. If our first impression is positively impacted by some trait that we observe in another person, we tend to turn our critical discrimination off to a large extent. We automatically assume every other trait that person has is similarly positive. And, you know, of all personal traits, physical attractiveness contributes most to the halo effect. We see someone who's physically attractive, we automatically assume that person's more likable, trustworthy, honest, intelligent, competent, etc., than somebody less attractive. Isn't that nuts?
Totally.
Now, here's something. Here's a huge secret for you. A big, big part of physical attractiveness comes from the expression on a person's face. A person of average looks, who smiles warmly and whose eyes sparkle with friendliness, is going to be perceived as being more attractive than someone with perfect features, a faultless complexion, and a glum look on their face. Simply by increasing the likability of your spokesperson, you can often increase the response to your web pages. And one way you do that is to make sure that you've got your spokesperson pictured with the most positive and natural facial expression. The same holds true for the way this person is dressed and the setting in which he or she is displayed. Your web page is your spokesperson's virtual home, and its aesthetics contribute to your audience's perception of that person. So in this particular step, before you even get into the copy, take a look at your page and evaluate the image of your spokesperson. Pretend you don't know this person from Adam, and you ask yourself, do I like this person? Now, I know it's an unusual question, but I assure you that just like the people who visit your website or your client's website, if you're operating as a consultant, you do make snap unconscious judgments based on a person's appearance. You may not realize it, but you do. Now, could this person have been photographed better? Could they have had a more pleasing expression on their face? Could they have been dressed in a way that makes them look more authoritative, or in a way that will allow your client's prospects to identify with them more easily? What kind of props could have been used to show this person enjoying the dreams that, that the prospect aspires to? Now, let's say you're working with as a consultant, and you're working with a mortgage broker or an insurance broker or something like that, for example, and in step one of the 5-hour process, you identify a carefree retirement with enough money to finally begin to enjoy the finer things in life, the arts, theater, life's little luxuries, whatever it might be. Well, why not show your spokesperson enjoying those things? You know, this is just one of 9 key areas that I've identified as being crucial to getting your client's prospects, getting your own prospects, if you're selling those stuff, to like you or to like your client's spokesperson, to bond with that person, to give themselves permission to believe the proofs that you put in front of them. Most people dramatically underestimate the importance of this. And to my knowledge, no other system or copywriting resource comes close to the ammunition that I give you in this step of the 5-hour system for positioning your client or your client's spokesperson or yourself as a trusted advocate for the buyer. Now, obviously, I can't get into all 9 of these keys in a 75 or 80 minute call, but at a high level, you should now be able to see how this strategy allows you to position the right person communicating the right message to the right audience. Can you see that, Kyle?
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I think if you look at some of the top marketers and some of your clients especially, you see them using these techniques, and they're not obvious to the untrained eye. So you really have to, you know, learn this stuff and study it and understand it so that you can start implementing that in your own marketing systems. So far we've covered three out of the five steps. What's the next step in the process look like?
Sure. Step four to five of our process is timing, the right time. You've identified your right audience. You've cataloged all the essential elements required to deliver the right message to that right audience, and you've positioned a spokes figure favorably as the bearer of that message. Now, it's time to consider sequence. In what order will you deliver the various elements of your sales message? And to stay focused, you are creating a flow chart or a mind map, if you're into that kind of fancy stuff, of your sales process. So, for example, in a very, very simple scenario, you might have three squares on your flow chart, on your campaign flow chart. You might have a banner ad, a sales page, and a shopping cart. And under each square, you are defining an objective. What do you want your prospect to think, feel, and do as a result of viewing this particular piece of media? Banner ad, sales page, shopping cart is just one of many possible ways to go from touch point to sale, right? You could buy a larger banner ad where you could say enough to drive committed prospects directly to your shopping cart. You could put the bulk of your sales message on your shopping cart and eliminate the landing page from the equation altogether. You could put what's known as a squeeze page between your banner ad and your landing page, your sales page, in order to collect your prospect's contact information before they even see the bulk of your sales message. There are plenty of ways to skin the cat, right? And the reason for mapping your process out in a sequence like this and carefully defining each page's role in your overall sales mission is that you always want to be putting the message your prospect needs to hear in front of them and nothing more. Because write this down. What doesn't add to the sale detracts from the sale. What doesn't add to the sale detracts from the sale. Generally speaking, the less steps, the better. And every step needs a sound reason for being. Look at each box in your flowchart and ask yourself whether this particular box is really necessary. What is it doing there? Is there a way to eliminate it? And conversely, am I trying to do too much with this page and therefore confusing the issue? Now, let me give you a few examples of where I see people losing sales because they're not thinking enough about this concept of sequence. Now, I see people spending a lot of time and or money to get a top placement on Google or one of the other search engines, offering some kind of a freebie to entice people to click through to their website. But when I click through to their site, I land on a page that's just a sea of links. Links across the top, links on the left, links on the right, links in the middle. Now, sometimes there are silly reasons that you might have to do this, but you don't want to do it unless you absolutely have to. Because this is the thing. What happened to the freebie? Oh, there it is, somewhere on the right with all of the other stuff. And what's it supposed to do for me again? Now, have you seen pages like this, Kyle?
Oh, definitely, all the time.
This is a sequencing problem. What are people supposed to do when they arrive at a web page like this where there's no clear plot for them to follow? It is sales suicide, expecting people to browse around and somehow stumble upon the action you want them to take. And I see this all the time. Nobody's taking the time to map out any kind of a sales process for the site. And it just confuses people and they back button away or they get lost poking around without taking any kind of action that advances the sale. So my advice is to be as single-minded as humanly possible. Keep things as linear as you can. And for God's sake, whatever you do, give your prospects a clearly defined plot to follow. If you make a promise in your classified advertising, follow through on that promise. Confirm that they're in the right place with a big-ass headline that confirms the promise when they arrive on that website. And then go from there. Make it brain-dead simple for them to follow the plot. Sell them on what it is you want them to do. Anything that fails to support your single-minded mission for that piece of media, get rid of it. Now, I'll give you another couple of mistakes I see being made. Marketers assuming incorrectly that they got to sell people on giving up their name and email address in the same way they got to sell people on parting with their money. And it's just not the case. You know, I'm talking about squeeze pages now. And if you want to dramatically increase the number of leads that you're generating, number one, go to a squeeze page, which is essentially a single-purpose page. Sole mission in life is to collect a lead. And number two, save the heavy lifting for later. Condense your value proposition down to no more than 3 or 4 or 5 thoroughly researched points, and make sure your data collection box and your submit button is boldly visible above the fold. You want that page to be so darn short that it barely scrolls. Now, I've tested longer copy against this minimalist approach time and time again, and less is more 90% of the time, especially if you're only asking for the first name and email address. Now, I just checked my Google AdWords account before this call. I've got 20 sites where my short copy pages are consistently converting north of 50%. So for every 2 people who visit, one of them gives me their contact details. That's cold traffic. And I've seen as high as 87% with warm traffic using this very simple strategy. So in this step, you're laying out the raw building blocks that you've mapped out in the first 3 stages of the 5-hour process. What copy elements will you put in your touch points, touch point ads and editorials, in your sales page headlines, in your body copy, in your follow-up emails, and why? Why? What are you trying to achieve? Write down your objective for each piece of media. And there are 3 overriding principles that you need to apply to move your prospects successfully from touch point to sale. No matter what it is you're selling or what kind of media you're using to do it, you've got to stimulate their curiosity, you need to arouse their self-interest, and you need to inspire their belief at each link in the chain. You want to stimulate your prospect's curiosity and self-interest about what lies on the other side of each click as effectively as you possibly can. And in order to do that, what you may find is that you want to shift stuff around from one piece of media to another, effectively moving your transitions forward or backward in the overall sequence, in the overall sales story. Next thing, you want to look at each page in succession. You want to ask yourself if your target audience is going to be ready to accept the message that you're conveying on that particular piece of media. All of the promises that you've listed, all of the proof statements you've assembled, all of the questions and objections you've answered, all of it needs to be put together with one overriding purpose, and that is to take your prospect from what he believes at the exact point that he collides with your campaign to what he needs to believe before he'll do what it is you're asking him to do. And you do that by creating a stream of acceptances, little to big. At each click in your campaign flow, your prospect must be nodding his head in agreement, seeing his existing beliefs affirmed and gently extended one delicate step at a time until the bridge is crossed and a gap is closed. So in step 1 of the 5-hour process, what I give you is questions that are specifically designed to help you identify the gaps that you have to bridge with your copy in the campaign that you're working on. So you'll ask yourself pairs of related questions to help identify those gaps. Questions such as, what do my prospects believe now about products like mine at the point of impact? And its corollary question, what do they need to believe about products like mine in order to buy right now? Now, I realize this concept may seem a little abstract, so I'm going to give you a concrete example to clarify it for you. Let's suppose for a moment you're a car dealer, and you want to get people into your showroom and out and around town test driving the latest model. Your prospects at the point of impact believe that buying a new car is like getting a root canal. They're dreaming about that new model, but they think they're going to get pressured into buying before they're ready if they come into the car dealership and bamboozled into paying far more than they should. Now, these are ripe buyers. If you could only get them into the dealership, you know that the guy or gal that gets them there first is going to win, but how do you bridge the gap between what they believe about car dealers and what they need to believe to get over their fears and come in and fall in love with that new car that they're lusting for. You know what they believe, and you know what they need to believe. How do you bridge the gap between distrust and trust in your marketing? Well, it's all about sequence, right? What do you say first? What do you say second? What do you say third? Suppose Joe Carbuyer arrives at a website. What can you do to meet him at his point of belief? What about offering him a free report in exchange for his email address? 10 sneaky tricks car dealerships use to inflate your purchase price. How to turn the tables on them and get the best deal possible on the vehicle of your dreams. Do you think Joe, the shell-shocked car buyer, is going to engage with you, Kyle?
Oh, definitely. And you can model that exact same headline for just about any industry you can think of.
Sure you can. And when your prospect engages with you, what do you got?
You got their attention.
You got a smoking hot lead, right? That you can follow up on. You know, the prospect can download your report. He can get to know you over the course of the report as you apply all these other principles, as you walk figuratively around to the other side of the bargaining table and take your place beside Joe as his advocate. Trust is established, and over the course of several personalized yet automated email follow-ups, beckoning Joe into the dealership, in this case, for a test drive. Voila, there he is. He's at the dealership, and guess what? He buys the car. Regardless of what you choose, regardless of what, you know, you're selling, whether you need a simple or a complex process flow, the sequence in which you present the various promises, proofs, and calls to action that comprise your sales message are of prime importance. So step 4 of the 5-hour process is all about examining your campaign flow from top to bottom and asking yourself, am I saying this in the right order? Are there opportunities to restructure things? Am I meeting my audience at their point of belief? Are there facts, arguments, features, benefits, etc., that could be strengthened if they were preceded by some other supporting persuasion device, such as this little example here with a car dealer? Can I eliminate any redundant steps in my sales process? You know, every situation is different. You know, sometimes you got to sneak up on them. Other times, you know, you may be buying it back from them before they have a chance to take out their wallet. You've got to think about this clearly, and you got to test your conclusions. Now, the last thing I want to say to you is that you always need to be stimulating that curiosity and arousing self-interest and belief about what lies on the other side of every click, and you've got to map this all out very carefully. So that's step 4.
I hope everyone gets that, because that is just so important. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is just going for the hard sell at every point of the process. And as you've just explained, it doesn't work like that. Sometimes you've really got to seduce them. So that was step 4. Why don't you take us home with the 5th and final step?
Sure. Well, we've covered a lot of ground, Kyle. You've thoroughly profiled your audience to weed out poorly targeted traffic and better understand your right audience. You've addressed the key questions, problems, and goals that are most important to that target audience, and you've shown them a proven path toward their dreams and away from their fears with the promise of your product. You've built a strong bond with your ideal prospects, which has the effect of making your promises more believable and your proofs more likely to be embraced. And you've carefully sequenced it all in such a way as to prepare your prospect to accept each one of these elements as they're encountered with a minimum of critical thought or resistance. You put a great deal of consideration into what you're going to say in order to convince people to buy. And in this final step, you are editing your copy with a focus on how you're going to say it. You are applying a number of selling technologies that will dramatically improve your odds of making the sale. So there are 3 things you never want happening on a website if you want to grow customer and prospect lists fast: boredom, confusion, and disbelief. So in this fifth step of the 5R system, we take aim at these sales killers, and I give you a number of strategies that make your sales message more captivating, clearer, and more believable. And I'm not going to cover all three of these areas in detail here in the little time we have left, but I will give you the most powerful strategy I know of for making your sales messages more captivating. Did you know there are six little words that almost never fail to captivate people, captivate people's interest? And here they are. Let me tell you the story. Simply no better way to engage an audience than by telling a good story. Facts and features, on their own, they go in one ear and right out the other. But when they are wrapped in the emotion of story, they become memorable. Stories are our natural way of processing the world. And when you practice their execution to perfection in your marketing, you become practically unstoppable. Let me give you an example of this principle in action. We all know that emotion is a central selling force, and that people act on emotion and justify their actions with logic. You know that to be true, right, Kyle?
Yeah, copywriting 101.
Well, my friend Joel Vitale has a wonderful story that illustrates this point to perfection. Let me tell you the story. Once upon a time, it was spring in Tuscany. There was a blind man sitting on the corner of a busy street. It was a bright spring day. The birds were singing. There were children laughing and playing in the streets. And the town was full of well-heeled tourists enjoying the turning of the seasons. Around the blind man's neck was a sign which read, "I'm blind." And in his hand was a cup. But sadly, almost none of the passersby were depositing any coins at all into the man's cup. Then along came an advertising man who noticed the beggar sitting there, felt sorry for him, and decided to help. Did he give the blind man money? No. He gave him a new sign, and the sign read, "It's spring, and I'm blind." And immediately, coins started pop, pop, popping into the man's cup. Now, did you see how your curiosity was aroused as you listened for the punchline to that little parable?
Oh, I was with you the whole way. I had pictures in my head. I was in the scene.
There's actually a movie made out of that. I saw a movie of that on the internet one day. Did you notice also the self-affirming effect that the story had on you? Because you had to follow. You had to think just a little bit to piece together the point of the story. I wasn't telling you the answer.
Yeah, I was coming to my own conclusions about, you know, every step of the process.
And how much more tangible and memorable the concept is when communicated indirectly in this way versus a direct recitation of fact that people act on emotion and justify their decisions with logic. It sounds like a lecture that way, doesn't it? See, we discriminate as adults in many ways. And this is a million-dollar point. We discriminate as adults in many ways based on our primary experiences, the stories of our childhood. All I needed to say to you a few minutes ago was, let me tell you the story, and I'm sure your eyes immediately opened up a little bit wider and I had more of your attention. We're all conditioned to respond that way. Telling stories, listening to stories, it's in our blood, and storytelling is the most powerful structure you can possibly use to hang any sales argument on. And in this fifth and final step of the 5R system, I show you how to communicate the features, advantages, and benefits of a product through several supremely powerful storytelling archetypes that make storytelling easy and ensure that your stories resonate powerfully with your target audience. I also walk you through a three-step editing process that almost guarantees that your copy rivets the reader's attention from start to finish. I show you the secrets of brevity, how to get maximum punch with minimum words through the power of metaphor and analogy. I show you how to maintain airtight logic throughout your sales arguments, how to present proofs in the most convincing ways possible, and a host of other devices that make your sales message more captivating, clear, and believable. So you're communicating in the right way with maximum impact. Now, I could go on and on, Kyle, but the point is I've given you a simple framework to use that can't help but improve the selling power of everything you do for your own business and the businesses that you consult with. So follow this process, and you'll have the right person communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right way. That's the key to growing customer and prospect lists up to 7 times faster. And it really doesn't matter in the least what it is that you're selling. The system is truly universal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you've made it, I mean, so step-by-step easy as well. I've just printed out the process map. I'll be using that for my campaigns going forward. Look, anyway, you've given us a ton of information. I've got, you know, pages of notes already. What can people do if they want some initial help putting all this together, actually applying it for themselves and maybe for their clients as well?
Well, I'm flattered that you've been taking notes, Kyle. You know, I'm a big note taker myself, but what I've discovered is that notes just don't cut it when it comes to bridging the gap to implementation. All of this hopefully makes sense to you now, but when you get a few minutes to start thinking about how you'll actually apply it, you'll take one look at your notes and they won't make a darn bit of sense. You'll end up putting them with all the other notes from all the other teleseminars you've attended, and all of the energy that we've shared here tonight will go to waste. Notes are great, but alone, they just don't cut it. What you need are tools. And that's why I put together a series of worksheets and templates for you to use that will allow you to quickly and easily implement my 5R system on your own websites and for your consulting clients to make more sales, generate more traffic, capture more high-quality leads, get more customers, attract more joint venture partners, and enjoy more profits like clockwork on virtual autopilot thanks to the incredible automation available to all of us on the Internet. You're getting the 5 R's laid out for you step by step. You're getting a worksheet that prompts you to the 17 key questions I told you about earlier that you must know the answers to in order to select the right audience for whatever it is you're selling. You're getting detailed instructions on exactly how and where to look for that information and exactly how to use it to create the right message that's irresistibly compelling to your right audience, a message in total alignment with one or more of the 16 core human motivations I mentioned earlier. They're all identified and explained. You're also getting 9 secret keys to bolstering your credibility or the credibility of any pitchman you're called upon to help promote so that customers and prospects are instantly feeling closer, liking, listening, believing, and taking action on all of the web pages, emails, videos, and so forth that you create. You're getting a comprehensive checklist that allows you to make intelligent decisions about getting the timing and the sequence of your marketing message just right, when to push for the sale, when to collect leads, how to sequence the various promises and proofs you use to persuade any audience to action. And you're getting 16 selling technologies, like the ones that we just touched on here tonight, so that your messaging is as powerful and compelling as it can possibly be. If you can follow instructions, and you were very right to point this out, Kyle, if you can follow instructions, there's really no reason at all you aren't quickly doubling, tripling, quadrupling, sextupling, or even more the number of sales and or leads you're generating right now. These materials guide you step by step through the entire process of engineering or re-engineering any web presence for maximum profits. And I've even included a swipe file, an idea file, if you will, full of examples of each of the various parts of a winning sales argument that you can use as inspiration as you're working your way through the steps that I outlined for you in these materials. You're getting over 100 killer headlines, proven headlines, dozens of riveting opening paragraphs from monster controls, guarantees, bullets, PSs, closes, and more to mold and adapt for your purposes, all fully indexed, categorized, and searchable, so you're finding what you're looking for lickety-split. Plus, I've just put the finishing touches on a brand new manual where I tear up one of my own promotions and I put it back together for you so you're seeing firsthand exactly how all of this stuff works. Now, I'm planning on adding a series of audios and videos and wrapping all of this written content that I described into a massive toolkit that I'm going to be selling for $1,497 sometime this year. But I'm offering a second advanced edition, which is printed manuals only, for just $695. And as a special favor to you, Kyle, I'm going to knock $200 off and make it available to your members until the 25th of the month only at just $495. So this is just an incredible deal because the guts of the system are all there. Even without the audios and the videos, you're really getting the information at about a third of the price that you'll have to pay when the final release comes out. And I'll even let you take care of this in three easy monthly payments of just $165 plus $14.50 shipping. And that's anywhere in the world. Now, I want to make this as affordable as possible because I know how crucial this information is to your success. Now, let me tell you about the amazing free stuff that I mentioned very, very briefly at the beginning of the call. I think you're really going to love this. Because many of you may not be familiar with me, or maybe you haven't invested in any of my materials before, and because I want an opportunity to astonish you with value and make you a customer for life, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm offering something truly extraordinary. And because of my time constraints, I can only do this for the people who are really committed, who are tired of messing around, and really want to go for some quick results. For the first 10 people who decide they'd like to try my 5R system on their websites or in their marketing consulting practice or on a client website, I'm going to include the following three upgrade bonuses, Kyle, absolutely free. First, you get a free month of membership in my exclusive 5R system coaching club. So as soon as you've had a chance to go through the 5R system materials I send you, and for the next month, you're getting unrestricted access to me via email. And I'm answering any questions you have in detail and personally walking you through your copywriting project. This is not one of those coaching programs where said guru hires a bunch of people of questionable qualifications to deal with you. This is the real McCoy. I'm working with you one-on-one. You're getting exactly what you need to accelerate your progress to the best of my ability. You have my personal attention. Plus, if you'd like to continue as a 5R System Coaching Club member after your free month, you can do so at a specially reduced rate of just $297 a month. That's $100 off the regular rate. And it is a manual process. You'll have to confirm that you want to continue. It does not kick in automatically in the second month, so if you don't, you don't have to remember, in other words, to cancel if you don't want to continue. You're under no obligation to continue. But the option is there for you, and we can work together ongoing, split testing, tweaking, and continually improving your conversion. Now, I can only help a small number of people in this way, as you can imagine, hence the strictly limited number of people who will be accepted. Fast action bonus number two, if you're one of the first 10 people on this call to take action, you'll also receive an online copy critique certificate that entitles you to an in-depth assessment of your finished online marketing materials. I'm personally reviewing your entire campaign with a fine-tooth comb after you've worked through the 5R system, and I'm pointing out potentially dozens of additional response-boosting tweaks and ideas to improve your results still further. And this is my full-blown, no-holds-barred critique service. It usually runs 10 to 15 pages of notes, for which I normally charge $1,350, and it's a bargain at that, but you're getting one free with this upgrade, and it's good for a full year whether you remain a 5R Coaching Club member or not. And finally, fast action bonus upgrade number three, the first 10 people to hop on the bus are also getting my brand new, recently updated Masters of Copywriting 2009 hard copy edition, which is an extensive anthology of copywriting interviews, lessons, and tutorials produced in partnership with some of the greatest copywriters in the business today, including Dan Kennedy, John Carlton, Joe Sugarman, Joe Vitale, Clayton Makepeace, and many, many more. Masters of Copywriting 2009, it gives you the collective wisdom of 44 of the top money marketing minds of all time, going back 100 years. It's like a huge knowledge base, over 700 searchable pages of insider tips, techniques, strategies for creating super responsive ads, sales letters, and web pages. And this product on its own, Masters Copywriting 2009 Hard Copy Edition, is worth $247 on its own, but you're getting it delivered to your door along with your 5-hour system manuals with this special package for free. Plus, I've thrown in over 6 hours of bonus audio interviews on CD you can listen to in your car, covering unique selling proposition, business-to-business selling, information marketing, and more, worth an additional $228. So altogether, that's $2,919 worth of tools and professional services for writing killer online sales copy and growing customer and prospect lists faster. And it's yours for just 3 easy monthly payments of $165 and guaranteed to give you conversion results, increases in conversion that pump profitable growth in your business, or I will buy them back from you for 1 full year. This is the closest thing to getting me to do it for you, and at a tiny fraction of the $17,500 plus royalties I charge. And you have my unconditional guarantee of satisfaction. If for any reason at all, even for, you know, if for no reason at all, you decide this isn't right for you, I insist on refunding your money. No questions asked, no hard feelings, no big deal. In fact, put this system to the test in your business, and I personally guarantee a 30-to-1 return on your investment. That's a minimum of around $15,000 you wouldn't have enjoyed otherwise as a direct result of using my system over the next year. I don't care if you're the rawest internet newbie on the planet. If this system isn't worth at the very least that much to you, wrap it up and send it back to me for a full refund. I am dead serious. And that's how confident I am in this material. Now, there's just no way you can lose. All I'm asking you to do is put it to the test and then decide based on your results. If you'd like to be one of the 10 people to grab my 5-hour system with the incredible upgrades I just told you about, the month of free coaching, the detailed critique certificate good for 1 year, and a copy of Masters of Copywriting 2009, hard copy edition with the bonus audio CDs, here's what to do. Visit this link, www.daniellevis.com/Kyle. That's daniellevis.com/KYL. And it has to be all lowercase or it won't work. www.daniellevis.com/Kyle. Type that into your browser right now. Now, when you're on that secure site, you can see that what I just told you about is summarized right there. And to the right, you can see what a few people who have already experienced the 5-hour system have to say about it. And go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of that main table, and you'll see my ballsy 30-to-1 return on investment guarantee. Now, you can read all this stuff if you like, but if you want to be sure to lock in the 5-hour system with the upgrade bonuses, what I suggest is you just go ahead and fill in that section below that table and take care of this now before the 10 spots are filled. Now, I'd love to be able to offer more, but I can't. If you come back to this page later and you don't see that offer, it means you're too late and you're no longer eligible for the bonus upgrade package. Now, we're almost out of time, so let me leave you with this. If you're sitting on the fence and you're saying, well, I'm worried about this one last thing, whatever it might be, this is what I want you to leave remembering. If you can't make up your mind, it's because you're afraid it's going to work. If it doesn't work, you're not going to be happy. And I'm going to cheerfully give you your money back. A more likely scenario is this. 3 months from now, you will put at least a few of the many strategies I'm making available to you to work, and you'll be enjoying the extra income, just those few simple actions we'll be giving you and your family. Maybe you'll be spending more time with your kids or your grandkids, maybe going on a nice vacation. Whatever you're doing, you'll be looking back on the decision you made here tonight as one of the best business decisions of your entire life. I absolutely guarantee it. I want you to take the bull by the horns, because right now, this is the most priceless skill you can possibly attain and develop and perfect. Growing online customer and prospect lists faster holds the key to dramatically increasing your wealth and financial security in the years ahead. Let's do something. Let's do it together. Fill in that form and lock in your copy of my 5-R system right now. You'll have everything I told you about available instantly in digital format, and your CDs and your manuals will be shipped tomorrow. My webmaster is standing by to update the page when the 10 VIP slots are gone. So rest assured, if you see the upgrade bonus items listed there at www.daniellevis.com/Kyle, they are still available. Did you have anything you'd like to add, Kyle?
No, I just want to say thank you, Daniel. You've given us, you know, over an hour of really solid, actionable material. You've made a special offer that is just amazing. I think you'll be getting my order in the next few minutes. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with my guys, and, you know, you've delivered a ton of value, so thanks a lot.
Well, Kyle, the pleasure's been all mine. Thanks again for having me. I hope I didn't talk your ear off.
just my hand. I'm tired from taking notes.
And thank you again, everyone, for listening. Go out there and as they say, do some damage. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Daniel. Night, guys.